welcome to Business English Pros. Today we're going to continue learning how to describe trends in business presentations. I'll go over more examples of how you can describe trends. Okay, let's continue talking about how to describe trends in presentations. It's important to know how to do this because it helps the audience understand the information better. Remember from the last podcast, we talked about a positive trend, one that's increasing, a negative trend, one that's decreasing, and fluctuating or plateau trend, one that's not changing much. Now, let's look at some examples of how to describe these trends in different scenarios. 1. Sales trending up. Over the last 12 months, we have observed a steady rise in the number of products we have sold. This shows that our daily transactions are progressively growing. Upon careful analysis of the line chart, it's obvious that our sales performance has considerably improved compared to previous periods. We can attribute this positive trend to various factors, such as our effective marketing strategies, improved customer service, and introducing new products to our inventory. As a result, we've been able to attract a larger customer base and keep existing clients. It's also worth noting that this upward trend is not limited to a particular season or period, but includes the entire year. This consistent growth in sales is an encouraging sign for our business, and we will continue to implement strategies for sustaining this positive trend. Number 2. Sales staying the same. Our sales figures have remained relatively stable over the past few months. We haven't observed any significant fluctuations in our sales numbers. This means that our business is holding steady and maintaining its current level of sales performance. We can conclude that there has been very little increase or decrease in customer demand for our products or services. Our sales data indicates we are maintaining a consistent level of customer satisfaction and loyalty, which is great news for the business. Overall, it appears that our company is experiencing a stable period in terms of sales performance, which is a positive sign for our future growth. Number 3, sales trending down. Regrettably, we have observed a significant decrease in our sales performance over the last 3 months. The sales trend has shown a steady decline, and we must take fast action to reverse this trend. We need to analyze the underlying reasons for this decline, such as changes in consumer behavior or market trends. We must also consider the impact of external factors, such as economic conditions or competition. We must develop a complete strategy to address these issues and take proactive steps to improve our sales performance. By doing so, we can ensure the long-term success of our business and maintain our position in the market. Remember to use verbs like increase, decrease, rise and fall when describing trends. Use adjectives like steady, gradual, sharp, and dramatic to describe how quickly the trend changes. Use adverbs like slowly, quickly, steadily, and rapidly to give more detail about how the trend changes. It's also important to use transitions when moving from one slide to another. For example, now that we've looked at how sales have been trending over the past year, let's look at our website traffic. This helps your audience follow along and understand how all the information is connected. Have a listen to this example presentation of a sales manager going over the results for Q1. Good morning, everyone. Today, I'm here to present the sales figures for the first quarter of the year for our company, ABC. As you can see from the graph, we had a bit of a rocky start in the first month, with sales trending down. However, we recovered slightly in the second month and then started to trend higher in the last month of the quarter. Now, let's take a closer look at the numbers. In January, our sales were at their lowest point, with only 10,300 units sold. But in February, we were able to increase that number to 15,900 units. And by March, we had a significant improvement with 29,000 units sold. This is a positive trend that we should be proud of. As you can see from the graph, our sales have been steadily increasing over the quarter. This is a significant improvement that we should celebrate as a team. We have worked hard to make this happen, and it's paying off. Moving forward, we need to continue this positive trend and work even harder to achieve even better results. We have some exciting plans in place for the next quarter, and I'm confident that we will continue to see growth in our sales figures. Some exciting plans for the next quarter include launching a new marketing campaign, expanding our product line, and partnering with a popular influencer to promote our brand. These initiatives are aimed at increasing brand awareness and driving more traffic to our website, which we hope will lead to even more sales growth. Thank you for your kind attention, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have about our sales figures or our plans for the future. Describing trends in presentations is an important skill that helps us understand data better. By using verbs, adjectives, and adverbs effectively, and using transitions between slides, you can communicate your ideas clearly and confidently. Okay, that's all for this podcast. I hope it was useful. Remember to listen often and practice speaking. Join me next time for more useful business English tips and vocabulary. See you soon.